This is the Texas Standard. I'm Nathan Bernier, in for David Brown today. Cheapest gas in the state right now is at a Citgo in Port Arthur, the corner of Gulfway Drive in Savannah. According to GasBuddy.com, that Citgo is charging $1.29 a gallon. I don't need to tell you, gas is at the lowest it's been in about 7 years on average, according to AAA. But I wanted to know how far away we might be from dollar gasoline, so I called up Patrick DeHaan. He's a senior petroleum analyst at Gas Buddy.
We would likely need to see oil down to probably $15 to $17 a barrel, somewhere in the mid-teens, in order to start seeing those prices come about. We're starting to get very close to the tip of the 99-cent stations, and you may see in the days ahead.
Today, crude oil prices are near 2003 lows, around $28 a barrel. They've been up a bit. Patrick DeHaan says it does take a couple weeks for oil price drops to show up at the gas pumps, or oil price increases to show up. Now, this is all great news for when we're fueling up our cars and trucks and mopeds and motorcycles, but it's not the best news for the roads we have to drive on, and that's because a big chunk of the money used to fix those roads comes from taxes charged on the production of oil and gas in Texas. You remember in 2014, we voted on sending half that tax money to the state highway fund? We did vote on that. It was approved overwhelmingly because people were like, oh, more money for roads and I don't have to pay more taxes out of my own pocket? It sounded like a good deal. Well, the one thing they didn't expect in 2014 was that oil prices would come tumbling down. They were $100 back then, over $100. So joining us to explain what this means is the guy who collects taxes for the state of Texas, Comptroller Glenn Hager. Thanks for your time today, sir.
Great to be with you, Nathan.
A lot of numbers involved here. Many of our listeners are focusing on driving while they listen to us, so we'll try and keep it as simple as possible, if that's okay with you.
Yeah.
Bottom line, though, hundreds of millions of dollars less than expected will be sent to the state highway fund.
Yeah, if you look at the issue is how much money is going over into fund transportation based on some constitutional amendments that the legislature passed and the voters approved last November. And they really wanted to know, in lower oil and gas prices that we see today globally, what is the status of the numbers coming into the state treasury? And if you look at Texas, it's a much more diverse economy than we were in the 1980s. So today, oil and gas is roughly about 14% of our economy, not 20-plus percent as it was in the 1980s. So because of the lower oil and gas revenues, those dollars, the taxes off of oil and gas that's pulled up out of the ground with lower prices, they're going to be a little bit less money going over to fund transportation. But with that being said, Texas is continuing to grow as an economy, just not quite as robust as what we saw a few years ago.
Right. I saw your handout to legislators. It shows, you know, the transfers to the state highway fund. You collected about $1 billion, I guess, in 2015. This year, the projection is about half that, or $600 million or so?
Yeah, essentially, it's roughly half. And really, that's because oil and gas prices are substantially less than they were a year and a half ago.
That sounds like bad news for Texas roads, which, I know that the Texas Department of Transportation says it's struggling to get enough money just to maintain congestion where it is.
Well, one of the things prior to a couple years ago, this certain provision of transferring money, half of those monies going from our rainy day fund over to fund transportation, that didn't come into law until about 2 years ago. So this funding stream didn't even exist until literally 2 years ago. And I was in the legislature at the time when this idea was proposed. And the discussion was oil and gas prices are very volatile over the years. They go up, they go down. So it really wasn't viewed as a stable supply, year to year to year funding. It was more or less kind of the cream on top, is that let's move some of that cream over there and put it to access to building highways and expanding road projects. So it is less money, but it was viewed at the time as being any additional money we can send is helpful compared to what we had a couple years ago.
Does it make sense to be relying on something as volatile as oil and gas revenues?
There is no type of tax that's a guaranteed stable supply. Economies do better. They do worse. In 2016, we're tied in Texas, even though the 12th largest economy, to an extremely connected national and global economy. And so regardless of which tax you look at, The economy is going to go up and the economy is going to go down.
But it seems like oil taxes would be among the most volatile energy revenue sources. Texans have been paying about 38 cents a gallon for a gas tax. That hasn't changed in more than two decades. Gas prices are so low right now. Politics aside, wouldn't a modest surcharge on gasoline to help pay for roads make sense?
Well, I mean, obviously, any of those policy questions are up to the legislature on how they want to fund government in general.
But they probably value your opinion. Your opinion matters quite a lot in that regard.
Yeah, but I've realized my job here in the controller's office is to give facts and numbers and data and let the policymakers make decisions.
What do you say to someone driving to work and hitting potholes? How do we pay for it?
As somebody in a statewide elected position, I drive through a lot of those potholes myself. So I understand it completely. We have a lot of roads that need repair, but if you drive through other parts of our nation and especially other countries, we still have a much better highway system than others. Does that mean that we need to try to do better? Absolutely. Absolutely. But also to try to keep it in perspective as well is my point.
Glenn Hager is the comptroller for the state of Texas. Comptroller Hager, thanks for your time, sir.
Good to be with you, Nathan. Thank you.